Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Michael Gillis is the Director of Communications for Metro. What happened this morning, Michael?
We had a bad morning for sure, and we certainly apologize to everyone who was impacted by this. You know, this is one of those days where the complexity of our system really got exposed. If you look at a map of Metro, you just count 11 lines, and you think we've got 11 lines in the Metro system, and Metro controls all of them. But the reality is we only own 4 lines of those 11, and actually we only fully own and dispatch 2 of those 4. So everything else is dispatched by freight railroads, including Canadian National. And this morning they had a computer meltdown that basically knocked their dispatching system and their positive train control system out of whack. Their screens went dark, and we were not able to operate any trains. They weren't able to operate any trains over the tracks that they own. So the North Central Service and the Heritage Corridor lines are fully operate over CN tracks. Those did not operate at all for most of the morning. And 2 lines that actually cross CN tracks also couldn't operate over those crossings because CN controls those crossings, and they couldn't tell us whether the crossings were clear or not. So big meltdown out of Canada. They eventually got their computer system back up after, 3 hours into the morning, but pretty much the morning rush hour was shot.
Right, but everybody blames Metra. Nobody knows this, what's happening behind the scenes. What is the PTC system?
Yeah, so that was a federally mandated safety system that essentially uses GPS technology to automatically stop a train if the engineer is speeding, for instance, or ignoring a signal, or coming too fast through a work zone. And because that system is based on the host railroad, we have to use the PTC system of CN when we're operating over CN, and all our systems have to be interoperable, which really drove up the cost when we installed this a few years back. It cost Metro more than $400 million to do it. And so when we're operating on their lines, we're using their back office database to tell us all the issues that might come up. You know, if they have workers out on their tracks, that's entered into their system, and that tells our trains that you must be slowing down if you're coming into this section, for instance. So it's a very valuable safety system, but if it goes on the fritz, it can shut the entire line down.
Right. And so I know there was some talk that people thought the Milwaukee District West line was delayed to because of mechanical failure, but this really all stemmed from CN?
Well, I think in that case, there was a mechanical problem on the Milwaukee West line. So that was in addition to everything else that was going on this morning.
Oh, my gosh. So your morning started off not great for a Monday.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad Monday for us. But fortunately, most lines are going to be back for the evening rush hour. There's a couple of cancellations on the UP Northwest line that if you ride that line, you should check our website to see which ones those are. But all the other lines, we're expecting to have normal service.
Okay, good. And then possibly fully back in service by tomorrow morning? Is that the hope?
Yeah, it should be. Their system is back. The reason we had to cancel those trains is probably because, we rely on getting all the trains in position in the morning to the yards to get service and then back downtown for the evening rush. And I'm sure they just got some trains and crews out of sequence and had to rejigger things.
And how's business? Are we anywhere near back to pre-pandemic levels for Metro ridership?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we still keep ticking up. On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're seeing 70% of pre-pandemic ridership. And on some lines, we hit the 90s. But those Mondays and Fridays are still a lot lower, which just tells you people are working from home on those days. The weekend ridership is really good. It's a lot of times 100% better than we were pre-pandemic. So it's slowly coming back, but obviously not as fast as we wish it were.
Right, and I think you're spot on about Mondays and Fridays. People are working from home, so I'm not certain that you'll ever get back up to where it was pre-pandemic because the world has changed for people who come into the city to work.
Yeah, we're certainly not planning on it, and we're not counting on it. We're trying a bunch of other things to encourage more off-peak travel and more new users to, you know, if we can get more new users, even if they're just riding three times a week, that's better than, you know, where we would be. So,
absolutely. Well, thanks for taking our call, Michael.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.